Hi, I'm Lachlan Coote, and you're listening to On the Ranch.
How the f*** did we lose that? Welcome to On the Ranch by Molly Malones. Episode 165. I'm going to say it like that every week until we get to 180. Yes, it's On the Ranch by Molly Malones, the best Irish pub this side of the equator. On Tuesday night, you can pick up a $15 crumb steak. Open mute mic music night every second week, just at Molly Malones alone. Yes, welcome to On the Ranch. I'm XI Bob on Twitter. That guy sitting across from me, Morgan Holmes Evans. Welcome to the table.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
You've got the hat backwards.
I'm rocking the flat cap backwards. No fighting in honour of the Piggy Blinders. Yeah. And have you seen the cob loaf down at Molly's?
I have. Oh. Like, a few people were digging into that on the other week.
I was looking about. I didn't know who these people were. I was going to go over and just take a dip.
You should have.
I wish I did.
Were there people? Were they sitting near us?
Reasonably close.
Yeah, probably people win, yeah.
I should have done that. I'll do it next time.
Yeah, you won't.
If you're at Molly's, everyone punters. If you're at Molly's and you're...
And you've got a cob loaf.
See a cob loaf in there, you just go over and just take a dip. Crack a bit off and just take a dip and say, g'day.
Pistol blazing two guns, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me again. It's been a great week.
Special guest, starring.
Starring, all of the above.
A bit like Heather Locklear.
Just... With that, you said the open mic music night at Molly's is a great little thing. If you're an aspiring muso, get yourself down there on a Tuesday night. Get yourself a crumbo. If you don't like Tuesdays, go Thursday nights for trivia, or every second Thursday they've got the open mic comedy night.
A bit disappointed this week. No on-the-spot video. What's the go?
I was in Alva Beach. I didn't...
And?
The surroundings I had weren't exactly video-friendly. I just didn't do one.
Well, that's just poor. Poor.
You know, yeah.
See, look what happened.
I'm aware, but hey, look.
Yeah.
They didn't win when I did one as well.
They didn't win when I did one.
No.
And won one run on Ace Horse. Watching the video and making it...
Four in a row now we've done.
Making it look pretty, or we got rid of the flicker now at least.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll see what YouTube does to it. Welcome, Billy.
How you going, everyone?
There he is. He's over there. We had about 35 to 40-odd minutes worth of extra chatter just for our Patreon subscribers this week. That's brought to you by YesPF.
Yes, Property and Finance.
Yes, Property and Finance. Go to yespf.com.au. A whole bunch of commercial property over there.
I got some deals kicking. I got mechanics. I got quarries. I got bloody factories in Townsville.
Mm. There's a place on Ross River Road with a kitchen.
Mm.
Was that sold?
That's gone.
Oh, wow.
That's sold. That's long gone.
Yeah, I thought I only looked like a day or two ago.
Keep up.
Well, keep up, Rob.
This is what happens.
Keep up.
This is what happens when you don't buy quick enough.
It is.
You don't get in time.
I've always said it. Time kills deals.
Yes, it does.
You've always said that.
Always said that.
Yeah. You've always been.
My motto from day one.
Yeah, you've always been one that's bricks at chat.
So, Postman this week has dropped in, well, not a whole lot, but Sammy Davis put in a prediction for the game prior to the game against the Dolphins. He said Cowboys 22, Dolphins 28.
Did he?
He had Felt as the first try scorer.
Oh. Notre-Dame's.
Which was correct. It was 26 to 28, so just 4 points off there. Asako to score a hat trick, but two Cowboys players to get 40-20s.
Oh,
get out.
Does this guy want to do a multi?
Oh, I think I think we should have Sammy Davis's multi sponsored by Fusion LS.
Yeah.
Pete, you're sacked.
Sammy, you're in this week.
No more pistols multi.
In the words of Pete's famous person, you're fired.
Sammy, when you listen to this, can you...
Most favoured person.
Yes, you're fired. 45.
Most favoured orange dude.
Yeah, 45.
What a guy, number 45 is... Soon to be number 47.
Still alive.
Soon to be 47.
Probably.
Sammy, can you text us through your multi or post it on the ranch page or whatever for this Cowboys-Titans Sunday game? do an SGM for us?
Yeah, just shoot it across, please.
Yeah, if you could just do that for us.
Yep.
That would be lovely. No worries. All right. So plenty of people commenting and liking and that this week. We've got a leaderboard almost. Trent, Carsten, Cody, Jeffrey, Annie, and Brody Rob. Well done, guys. Keep it up. Share us around to everybody and subscribe and unsubscribe. Do what you have to do.
Chuck it on your feeds.
Leave a review.
And you know what?
We haven't had a review in a while.
Yeah, we need a review. A good one. Play it in your office. Full bore. Just in the middle of your office. Just crank it.
I believe on Spotify now, at the end of the show, it actually asks you, what did you think of this episode?
Oh, really?
We had a comment from a couple of weeks ago just saying, where's the volume? So that's why I'm talking loudly into the...
No, that would have been from what I edited. The volume was...
It was either
notoriously low.
Yeah, it was either that one or the one, it was just you and I, and it was really, really quiet. Yeah. I think we had new settings because I think it was the first time we used this board.
That was a technical issue on my behalf, though, that time. Because that was when I did it with Kat and we didn't have the deck.
It might have been that.
Yeah, so I did have to pump up the volume the next day.
You do need to have a good deck.
You need a good deck.
You need a great deck.
It's a key part of the componentry of the podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
I've always said that, you need a good deck.
Yeah, and we do have a version 2 deck.
Deck
version 2.
Yeah.
Two deck.
Two decks.
Two decks, one table.
Shout out to Rode, who have not sponsored us.
Quite the opposite, actually.
I see they've sponsored a lot of podcasts.
Yeah. Hey, Rode.
Yeah, Rode.
Look, this face on your, I don't know, packaging.
Yeah. There's some dinky old little podcasts I listen to. They're getting Rode, deals.
Really?
Yeah.
We need a Rode deal.
We'll work on that.
We could do with a Rode deal, R-O-D-E deal, not an R-O-A-D.
No, we'll give it next year.
We could do with some Rodies as well, though.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. I've really been enjoying the ginger beers.
I'm thinking groupies, but ginger beers.
What?
Carry on, sorry.
Ginger beers, those Bunny ginger beers.
Yeah.
It's really hard to find a good ginger beer because they're too sweet or too sour. A lot of ginger beers are too sweet, right?
The little fat lambs are great.
They are pretty good, but they'll rock you.
Brewed ginger.
Yeah.
That's not ginger beer.
Brewed a lot in there. But Bundy ginger beer, I think, is top shelf.
Right.
Yep.
You had lemon squash or something the other night.
I did because I needed two.
That was random.
Because I was driving. So I didn't want to get a 6-pack or a 4-pack. I just wanted two.
When you say a Bundy ginger beer, do you mean Bundy ginger beer and rum?
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I just get the Bundy ginger beer, like just ginger beer, the non-alcoholic.
Oh, because you're a cuck. Okay.
Jesus. I just mean for a nice afternoon treat during the week.
Oh, sorry.
it's what Morgan said.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the alcoholic.
Righto, that's fine. Okay.
I'm talking about the alcoholic one.
No, cool.
And
I know where we stand now. That's fine. Yep.
Just a little callback from the Patreon chat we had before.
Yeah.
So subscribe to the Patreon if you want to understand why I called Robert.
Yeah.
About derogatory offensive word.
Derogatory way.
Yeah, it really was.
Yes. I took it derogatory.
That was a real low blow.
Yeah, it was. Actually.
All right, moving on.
It's a little bit of truth. I mean, what? So, round 9 review versus Dolphins. This one was Saturday the 4th of May. I'm glad it was May the 4th.
Yeah.
Bloody 4th wasn't not with us.
Needed R2-D2.
It was for the first 10 minutes.
First 10 minutes or so. QCB Stadium saw an attendance of 20,967.
Sell out.
Sell out. So they sold all the tickets.
Sell out.
And people don't show up. This is what happens.
Still a sell out.
Yeah. Anyway, 5-5. Mm. Same as the week before where it was 4-4 or whatever it was.
So how did we lose?
3-5 conversions.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Versus 4-5
conversions. Oh, it's a horror show.
It was a horror show.
It didn't even take the steel work.
No. Felty over in the 3rd minute. Cotter over in the 6th minute, and I thought that was it. We were done. Yeah. We're happy.
When McLean knocked on, because we made meters, I think it was only 3rd tackle. It was like on the 40, 50 meter line.
If that.
Yeah.
I thought it was like the 30.
Well, wherever it was, when McLean knocks on, all the wind went out of the sails.
Yep.
It was just, if we held that ball, we'd probably even score off that same set.
Potentially.
We had those 2 tries. I went around the corner, I got my bag of popcorn, right? Oh, you know, one I tried to get the other week, but they sold out.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, this is great. We're going to pump them. Got my popcorn, sat down in my nice little seat, and just went to shit.
Did Asako score by the time he got back from getting your popcorn?
Oh, I can't remember.
Because it was in the 11th minute he scored.
I think it was around that time. Yeah.
But it was a lot of back and forth. It was just those misconversions that pretty much killed us.
Yep.
Oh.
Again killed us, by the way.
Nah, again.
Yeah. We'd be up two games if we had some straight kicking on the posts.
We win if we kick all 100%. Five.
Yep.
Yeah, but
and also no, we don't miss five tackles that go through a centre.
That's true.
Correct.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah, and we don't get robbed by the bunker.
Let's not go there.
That was a robbery.
Yeah.
Oh, was that that drinky disallowed try? Yeah, what the hell's on with
what
that?
What a robbery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and Robbo.
Yeah, Robbo.
That was definitely got that down.
Yes.
Mm. And but I get that the bunker can't overrule the on-field call.
They didn't have the angle. Is that what happened?
Yeah, because, I mean, the Dolphins player was in the way.
Yeah.
He couldn't see the ball go down. But the ref was right there. Like, he was looking at it.
Robbo doesn't lie.
Yeah.
You can trust Robbo.
Yeah. I would trust Robbo.
I'd trust Robbo.
Yeah. I trust any Robbo.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure.
Almost.
I don't trust too many Robbos.
Mm. There's one I wouldn't trust. But
definitely don't trust a Peter.
No. Not with that haircut.
Out of the three of us here, I'm the only one with that haircut. Biblical name, so then my name will be the one you trust.
I don't think you are.
I am.
I don't think you are. So, yeah, look, not great. Like I said, five missed tackles. Look, they're going to keep him, apparently. Well, they are because he's named again this week. Did you see?
I missed Peyton. Money.
Peyton said, someone asked him whether or not we get someone else to take the kicks. Because Val has missed a fair few in the last couple of weeks. He said, no, because we haven't got anyone else.
Surely, who's next up?
Well, Felty used to kick him.
Felty, that's what I'm thinking.
Felty doesn't want it anymore.
He doesn't want it.
He's got a sore groin, he can't kick.
But Didn't he take a shot?
The Drink's been a pretty good sharpshooter. If you pull up Drinky's attempt at goals there, William, you'll find that Drinky's not too bad.
So seven tackles made, five missed, and two ineffective from Val Holmes.
Not the greatest. Mm. Not the greatest. Look, he's not in form.
If he's fine in attack, except he drops it about every second time.
Yeah. Look, he needs Origin camp, and I don't think he's going to get it. Origin camp, he comes back blazing. But he's not going to get an Origin. Not in this form.
He might make camp. I don't know if he'd make the team.
No. I don't think he would.
Who else would you go?
Well, who would you go? You'd go Walsh one, two. You might go a healthy pairing. Two Coates, three. You could make a case for Cobbo.
Yeah,
four.
You'd give it to Cobbo.
Four the Hammer, five Talungi.
Psycho can't play for Queensland, can he?
No.
Bugger. Yeah, Talungi if he's fit, as in not injured. So, look, shit is what it is. It wasn't fun to watch. It was a close game
until Dolphins scored and it was 28-22 with about five to go and you think, uh-oh.
Yeah. I did have to watch the second half of this on replay. We had a slight emergency where my eldest nearly bit her tongue off.
That is an issue.
It didn't work out. It's what happens when one young child jumps and headbutts the other one whose mouth is open and her tongue is out.
Yeah.
So it was nearly, I had to drop everything and fix that. And
head over to the hospital.
Almost. Mm. I was almost going to go, but the bleeding stopped.
Bleeding stopped.
After.
And the tongue was still attached?
It's kind of funny, but it's not funny. It's funny now.
It's funny afterwards.
But at the time, watching a nine-year-old spit blood like she'd just been in a fight.
And I met your two daughters for the first time the other night.
And they were fine then.
They are very
placid.
Yeah, placid, innocent-looking girls. They don't look like they're going to start brawling.
Well, they were brawling.
For them to have blood pouring out of her mouth would be a very unusual look.
It was. It was kind of weird.
Drinky stats?
I've got Drinky stats here. He's had 24 goals with a kicking efficiency of 80%.
Oh, slot him in.
Well, I think Val's kicking at about 79 or something, 76, 79 at the moment.
Yeah.
What about Semi?
Semi Val?
He looks like he could kick.
No, Semi Val can't kick. No,
how do we know?
How do we know that?
No,
he surely looks like he could.
From
surely
Fiji.
The other boys. So,
what?
Wow.
What's that mean?
Because what other Fiji kicker have you seen in the comp kick other than Api Korosau, who's not exactly the greatest? The Fijians don't kick.
Well,
can we get
There's not one other Fijian in the league.
I'm not touching his territory.
Barge pole.
No, I was going to suggest a very good kicker who used to play for Bulldogs, but
no, he was not Fijian.
No, he wasn't.
Lab.
No. Moving on.
Jake Clifford was good to see.
Can he kick?
He probably could.
Jake Clifford's actually a bit of a sharpshooter.
You know what? He can
bring him back.
Kick in a run of play.
He can.
At least he got it.
Yes.
He got the ball in between players.
Yeah. And he got a 40-20.
And he got a two. Mildly accidental.
No, Drinky kicked the first one.
Oh, Drinky was the first one.
Drinky
was
the first one.
That accidental one was good.
Yeah.
What are the odds of that thing just rolling?
The way
off?
It bounced. Yeah. That was fantastic.
Still says 40-20 on the score sheet.
He meant
it. Yeah, exactly. That was bloody awesome.
Doesn't matter how you get the wicket, it still says bowled.
Regardless, exactly. The ball hit the ground. Didn't get caught on the full.
Yep.
And more than once, he kicked it like that. And he can bomb. He's not far off a Matt Burton bomb.
No, I think he is our go-to kicker. And as I put in the chat, he looks a lot like Pete from afar. He's got the skinny legs and the bald head.
Fuck's sake.
I thought Pistol was out on the ground.
But you know what he can do?
Yeah.
Jake Clifford can run.
He can run, unlike Pete. He's got the busted knee. No, I was very impressed by Cliffo. He was bloody good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially just, first game back.
Well.
Into our system. I know he's been playing. He's not out of retirement.
He was always a good kicker when he was up here. He was a good kicker when he was at Knights. Mm. I don't know how he went in Super League. I didn't really watch Super League.
I don't know if they kick him.
With apologies to Lachlan Coote after telling his history.
Sorry, Cootie.
Did not watch much Super League.
I tell you what, I have had people who don't normally listen to the show because they're not into the sport, come to me and say how much they enjoyed an episode.
That was good.
Yep, it is a he's a cootie. Cootie's a bloody legend.
Yeah, that's very good.
If you got a house for sale, see Cootie.
Yeah.
Yep. And if you got a business for sale, go see SPF.
That's right. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Val's kicking 277 goals for the Cows at an average conversion rate of 78.25%.
Is that this year?
That's all up.
It's
dropped significantly.
If that's all up.
Can you get this year's one up, Bill?
For this year must be
bad. He'd be kicking 40s, 40, 50s, I reckon, right now.
Oh, I don't know if it'd quite be. I'd go 60, 65.
Oh, reckon?
Yeah.
I'm hitting 49 on the back nine at Tropics. I reckon my 49's better than Val's kicking this year.
You're not hitting 49. It says here he's kicking at 73.81.
All right, I'll take that. 73, that's still not great. If you had a completion rate at 73, you'd be angry.
Well, you know what, that remaining percentage is what we're losing games by.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that last 27%.
Yeah. But in 2000...
Is how we're losing games.
In 2018 for the Sharks, he was kicking at 75.68.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, see, last year is at 82%.
Yeah. What about
almost 83. The year before was 81.97. So almost 82.
You've got to be 80s and above.
Yeah. And then the other couple of years in 20 and 21, he was 70.59 and 72.97.
Well, I find it hard to believe that he's our only kicker because if he goes down injured, who kicks?
Well, Chad has kicked for us.
I think Chad kicked a few times during Origin last year.
He's not the greatest. He can be very much rocks or diamonds.
Yeah.
Depending who's in the side.
Yeah.
The Drink.
Yeah, I reckon Drinky would be the natural fit.
The Drink.
Makes sense.
What? Maybe Tom Chester if he was
Big
fit.
Jace.
Know him.
Stop picking the people who are injured.
Big Jace. Yeah.
Big Jace.
Jace.
I reckon he'd give it a red hot go.
He'd put one over.
Yeah.
Who was it towards...
Well, Ethan Lowe kicked for us as a second rower.
Yeah.
Can Nanai kick him? He could do anything else.
Probably. What was Hannah? What was his position?
He was a prop. He never kicked.
All right.
No, I think I remember him taking...
Oh, no,
I'm
sorry,
sure
not Hannah. Sorry, Hannah.
Josh Hannah. He was a center.
He was a center. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, super boot Hannah.
Yeah, right. Mm. He was good. Bring him back.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Can we just get like NFL?
I'll just get a DeLorean.
Can we just
get
a kicker sub in a kicker?
Yeah.
Like special teams.
I'm not sure Hannah is too okay with the club either at the moment.
No.
Oh, is he on the outs?
Hannah?
They sacked him.
They picked Peyton over him.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he's on the outs.
And so he went down to Sharks.
Yeah, feckle.
I think he's still at Sharks, or he might have moved again.
That's a solid shout, Morgs, with all the bullshit rule changes that they're doing in the world today. Just, and the try scores, you've just got a kicker.
Bring a kicker on.
Just bring out a kicker.
Bring on your kicker.
Oh, penalty, 70 out. Bring the kicker out.
Bring a kicker on.
He's on fresh legs.
Why not? Protect the kicker.
All right, player points for round 9 versus the Dolphins. 3-2-1's pistol.
Yeah, I went 3 for the Robbo, the Robbity Robson.
The Coccyx.
The Coccyx. Just a dude, man. Just a dude.
Scored a try. Wasn't given, but he scored one.
Scored one, wasn't given, got taken off him. He would have one of the hardest jobs in rugby league at the moment, Robson. Because he's playing in a team that everyone's touted to be top 6 or above. And we're not playing the worst. We're just not defending as great. And he is just delivering the best service out of dummy half. He'd be the best hooking service provider in the league at the moment. Plus, he's also making breaks and just no one's going with him. It's like, come on, push up. Then I went 2 for Cotter. Because just a good captain's knock, scored in the 6th minute. Yep. How good's that?
Yeah, very good.
And
I was just looking up Reece Robson's stats, 45 tackles. And then Ruben Cotter, 47.
Yeah, just guns.
None missed. Ruben Cotter apparently missed one, but Reece Robson, none missed. One ineffective. I don't know how that counts. But.
And then I want one for Clifford because he's the big red dog and he came back and he kicked a 40-20. Steered the team around the park. And I also like when you can have a couple of C's in your team. Like I went Cotter and Clifford, like the CCs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the dry?
Move on. No.
Work with me here.
Morgan CC points.
Salsa dip.
Yeah, I went 3 points, my boy Val Holmes.
No, you didn't.
No, I went 3 points.
Scrub Cotter. That from the record, Your
three
Honor.
3 points, Cotter. I think he had a stellar game.
Copying me again, getting across.
Yeah, well, hey, I was at the game. I did these at the game.
No, you didn't. I didn't. Mine were in the run sheet before yours.
I did them in my head in the game. I didn't see you there. Unless you're up in the fancy suites again.
Oh, is that out
for beach? I'm out with the people. Stop ruining my segment.
Were you down in the homestead?
I was.
With the hat?
I walked past the homestead. I was in my seats.
So you weren't with the people.
I actually sat in the seats.
So you weren't with Lee from Precision Engineering like we were against Panthers?
No, I wasn't. I was on the 45.
Yeah, right.
And degree.
Yeah, I'm with. No, we've covered this.
Number 2, I've gone big old Clifford. Great to see something different. Good kicking. I thought he had a good return. And number 1, I've gone my favourite boy. I've gone little Tommy D. Little Tommy Dearden.
TD.
Never gave up. Week in, week out. Puts his heart into it. He was just out there busting a nut.
Well, no, he doesn't want to do that again. Definitely doesn't want to do that again. Very good. Awesome. I'm going to go Jake Clifford, big red dog, 3 points. And I wrote down Chad who?
Oh.
Oof.
Oof.
That's harsh.
Seriously, Clifford can bomb. There was a bit more creativity in his, at least in the 5th tackle options. And can tackle, 20 tackles, none missed. One ineffective, according to the stats. Again, I don't know what that means, but
good haircut too.
Good haircut.
Does all right. I think he's doing all right.
When do you think Bill's getting a haircut?
I don't think he is.
No. Well, he's going to have to. Are you wedding haircut or not?
Nah, tie it up.
No, I'll be cutting the front of it for the wedding, but the back stays.
Business.
Right.
I'm so overdue for a haircut on top. It's ridiculous.
No fooling.
So it's wedding up the front and it's honeymoon down the back.
Hoi. Yeah,
you know, party.
Reception at the back.
Reception at the back. That makes more sense.
Honeymoon's way down. Anyway, 2 points for Griffin Neame. I'm calling it, well, he's the red dragon. So I've got the big red dog and the red dragon.
Correct.
1 point I gave to Kyle Felt, and I'm dubbing him the Hulk because he always plays better when he's a bit cranky.
Mm. Yeah, I did like Felty's game.
Yeah, good run meters, held onto it.
Mm.
Got beaten once, I think, in defence, but it wasn't his fault. It was like 2-on-1, so not much he could do there.
He was practising catching some bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that pre-game.
He's pretty solid. I think he dropped one during the game.
I don't recall.
But pretty solid otherwise. Honourable mention to Scotty Drinkwater, who I've dubbed the assistant.
Yeah, that's fair.
Leading in try assists.
That's I got that.
So I'm giving them all. These are their nicknames. The Big Red Dog, the Red Dragon, the Hulk and the Assistant.
Could I suggest a name for Drinkwater?
Well, yes.
The diviner.
The diviner.
Oh, I like
the
it.
The water diviner.
Yeah, I got that part.
You
as
got
well.
That? Yeah. Did I have to back over it?
No, yeah.
No. The diviner.
The diviner.
You like it?
Yeah, I don't mind that.
It's pretty good. It's got water, and then he's kind of leading you drink again, water. He's,
we've got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
making sure you do. You it's, got that?
Actually, Bill, oh, can you go get yes. a piece of paper yes. and a crayon so he can explain it for me and draw it?
There's none here. He's eating them all.
The diviner. I like it. It is my own, but I like it.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Cheers, bud.
Thanks. All right. That's our 3-2-1s for this week, and we're going to move right on.
I don't know about the Hulk, though. Tiamalolo's always the Hulk.
He's the wrecking ball.
All right. Fine.
Well, he was.
He's not so much these days.
He's more of a paper mache.
I do notice that the other teams.
You could call him a... And my brain is failing me.
His play the balls are a little slow. There are people putting him on his back too quick.
What's the Mexican thing you hit with the lollies inside?
A pinata.
A pinata?
Oh, no.
Were you there the other night?
Those are hard to open. Sorry, pinata is not what I was after.
Were you not there? Did you leave before the pinata other night?
No, I was there at the pinata.
You were? Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
There's not really a wrecking ball, is it?
A wrecking ball?
Yeah, no, I forget it.
Okay. Thought he was.
Jeez, you're fucked in the head.
Round 10 preview versus the Titans. This one is down at Seabus Super Stadium out at Carrara. No, it's not Carrara. No, it's out at Robina on the Gold Coast in the middle of Idaho.
So we got Titans. What is it? Round what, 10?
Yeah.
Has there been a round yet without a Queensland derby? There's only four teams yeah. in the friggin' comp.
Well, what's the combination? 16 of them.
We had Dolphins Cows round one.
Yep.
We had
we don't have to go through
Bronx Cows
them.
Round two.
That's fine.
Two. Surely.
Yeah. The Cowboys are fairly similar. Scotty Drinkwater, Kyle Felt, Val Holmes, Viliami Vailea, who was
I didn't mind him.
Had a pretty good game. I didn't mind him. Went all right. Sammy Valame, Tom Dearden, Chad Townsend's been named at number 7.
Mm.
Jordy McLean in 8, Reece Robson 9, Griffin Neem, Cooley Kefu, Jeremiah and Ruben round out the 13. Helam Lukey, Thomas McCarthy, Sam McIntyre, Jason Taumalolo off the bench.
I do like the bench. I do like
it's
that
a good bench.
As much as I love Jakey G, that's a good bench.
Jakey G's 18th man, Jake Clifford in 19th. Now, I believe from things I read today, Chad Townsend is he's named at 7 but may not take the field.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Was it?
Just giving him time to get the knee right.
Yeah, okay.
If the knee comes good, he'll play.
I just hope another week.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
What's the risk?
Yeah. Look at Adam Reynolds. Oh, we bring him back in and now he's bicepped or he's legged and everything else.
Back in round 22, 23 or something, they reckon, unless something happens. But he's getting older.
I do like the Broncos. I said, oh, no, he'll be back in finals. Finals isn't guaranteed for any team.
Certainly not now.
Sharks are winning it at the moment. They're not guaranteed finals. Yeah.
No.
So you can't be talking about, oh, no, but Reynolds will be back for finals. You got to worry about the next 4 weeks, boys.
The Titans lining up as AJ Brimson, Phillip Sammy, Brian Kelly, Harley Smith-Shields, JoJo Jafita. Fafita. Chris Randall and Kieran Foran with Moeka Fodoaka. I've got to say
Moakai Fodoaka.
Moakai.
Moakai Fodoaka.
Fodoaka. I like Moeaki. Moakai, my bad. Sam Verrills, Jamin Jolliffe, David Fafita. If he's still there, could go to the Panthers. Bo Ferma, Isaac Liu, Keanu Keeney off the bench. Aaron Clark, Cleese Haas. The other Haas.
Payne's boy.
I think it's Payne's boy.
Well, yeah, he would be. Not his son, but like he's...
Right.
Hey, my brother. Hey, boy.
Yeah.
Is it his brother or cousin?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, you should know these. Josiah Pahulu is there. 17. AKP, Khan Pereira.
Oh, Khan Pereira.
18th.
Yeah, great. I've just sold him out of fantasy and Supercoach.
Sold him, as long as you didn't buy him. But yeah, this one's Sunday at 4 o'clock again. It's another Sunday game.
Yeah. Mother's Day as well.
Yeah, rude.
And 2 days after my 41st on Friday.
Oh, well, we're going to get to that later. Oh. We'll cover it.
All right.
Anyway, Super Stadium, if you're out that way, if you're somehow lost in the middle of the Gold Coast.
I was going to say, not many people accidentally out that way.
So what's David Fafita's clause after the 10th round, he's got a player option in his favour after the 10th round that he can leave Titans as a free agent and just go somewhere else. Mm. So Penrith and Roosters are actually booking big dollars, like $850 a year.
Yeah, they're going to want to see some turn of form.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's done okay, better than the last couple of years, but...
You know what he didn't do on the weekend? I wouldn't give him 850. Score a meaty.
No.
And when you've got a four-leg same game and he's the last leg that needs to cross, and he's crossed the last 4 weeks straight...
Yeah.
No chocolates.
Can you put him in your multi this week as well, please?
No.
Put him in a multi. No. I don't care what it is. Put a bonus bet on. Just looking at me like, bonus bet? I don't get bonus bets.
I don't have bonus bets.
I wouldn't know what a bonus bet
was. I just get wins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Sure thing.
I don't think Fusion Networks disagrees with that.
How's old? What's that old glue pot horse you kept punching? Shelby 66. Is that thing still kicking?
Yeah.
It's around.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah. It's holding together some pages in a book somewhere.
Yes, I think it is. I think my cat's had it for dinner last night. Old Shelby. A bit of hoof in the bowl.
Shut up.
He's poor thing.
Probably
he's a good
be.
Boy.
Yeah,
he'll come good.
Mm. He'll come good.
Never.
Yeah. News this week. The 2nd Queensland Toyota Cowboys agreed to the immediate signing of an outside back, Braden Burns, on a contract running through the end of the 2025 season. The 27-year-old has appeared in 62 NRL games across stints with the Rabbitohs and Bulldogs since making his debut in 2017, scoring 16 tries.
What do you two think about this signing?
I think it's fine for coverage because we're running out of outside backs at the moment.
Yep.
It's like a bloody hospital.
I'm surprised we didn't sign Cooley Kefu.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we didn't keep him.
Keep him. That would have been nice.
Yeah, I just don't think we... I think we just got outbid.
I imagine Burns will be cheaper.
Yeah, probs. Mm.
But also Burns. Yeah, I don't
Burns
know.
Will be a lot like a jet ski.
Yeah,
like we'll be paying him, but not much game time.
Yeah, right. So he's more just there as a backup.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that Brandon Elliott like was okay, but same with Benny Hampton. You know, love the hamster, yep. But
didn't play much
for a season and a half. We're paying him $400,000 a year to. Playing the Renegades.
Can Cooley play centre though? Because that's kind of what we need. Centre and wing.
Do we?
That's what I mean. That's why the injuries are. Murray Talangi, Tommy Chester, Zach Labart, Rob Darby.
Yeah.
And Jodecki Baker.
Are they all out?
All out.
Oh, shit.
We got wingers though.
We've got Viliami Vaiella.
Semi Felty.
Yeah, now. Yeah. What if one of them goes down? Who
they
have we got?
They won't.
That's what I'm saying. That's
but
why.
They won't.
Yeah, but that's true. Why you gotta have the coverage in case.
You know who we don't have as coverage? Gimahat Shibasaki.
Yeah, we do not have Shibasaki.
No.
Or Ozzy.
We needed him.
However, his brother goes right.
Yeah.
Mm.
And we do have him.
What's his name?
Is that all our outside backs? Shit, we got no one.
I don't know. Look, I couldn't tell you from the reserve teams, but yeah, I think we're in trouble.
Well, Felty, one or two more. Do not get injured.
Come origin period, we could be struggling.
Nah.
Although we should have, depending on the hammies, Chester and Murray might be back by then.
I think...
I don't think we're going to have so many people picked for origin.
I think we'll probably... Oh, I don't know. We'll probably lose Nanai Cotter and Dearden as 18th man, but he'll probably be allowed to play
Robbo?
For the Cows.
Did you say Robbo?
Oh, yeah probably Robbo maybe as well.
Robbo might go.
Yeah, we might lose Robbo.
Those guys will be gone. But, the backs might
Drinky...
Val, they'll take Val.
I think Drinky they will probably not go to the... Because he wasn't even in Maguire's 30-man squad. He's gone from 18th man game three to
nothing.
Don't want you. But who knows? They might pick him.
If a diviner will come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, we will be a bit low.
Mm.
Maybe we better sign someone.
What's Braden Burns doing? Is he coming to the yesterday?
What's he been up to lately?
Well, it's immediate signing, so he should be here. He's probably here now.
What's that Harrison Ford? Harrison Edwards.
Harrison Edwards.
What?
I don't know. What was he?
Obi-Wan.
Wasn't he a back rower?
Is he here yet?
He's a Jedi Master, isn't he?
Look, I don't know. We broke the news last... We didn't break it, but we said the news last week. But
We're in a bit of a pickle if something goes wrong.
Cowboys sign Edwards. Agreed terms with Harrison. It joined the club immediately.
Oh, that's a good.
For the remainder of 2024, he is a ball-playing middle forward.
I hear Josh Schuster's on the market. I'm sure we can snag him up for a price.
Could we get another story about him, please?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's the last 19 stories.
I don't want to play back row. Maybe just focus on cracking the top 17.
Well, anyway. Scotty Drinkwater, dangerous contact, has been fined after entering an early guilty plea.
I don't remember this in the game.
No, neither do I.
No, got what no happened? Idea. Got no idea.
Bill, do you know what happened to Drink?
Look, Wednesday night, tomorrow night, or tonight as you listen to this, you can get a $20 beer and burger. They're at Molly Malone's. There are new burger specials added every week. And if you subscribe to his page, to their page, they put the burger up
on it looks good.
Instagram and I believe Facebook every week. And they name them.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Can we get a burger?
Hey, Cole. Can you make an On the Ranch burger?
On the Ranch burger. Yeah. Just quickly, I want to go through that. I think Drinky, I remember there was a head high tackle. Maybe that's what it was. What would you put on the On the Ranch burger? You'd have to have ranch sauce.
Which means you'd have to be chicken.
Chicken. Chicken burger.
No.
Ranch sauce.
You'd go a cattle beef.
With ranch.
Oh, I love the idea of a beef, but shouldn't we be ranch? Ranch sauce?
Yeah.
Ranch?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. We need to have the beef.
What about
the beef more so than the ranch dressing?
Have you tried a bit of ranch dressing
on a salad on the side?
Yeah, it works.
No one's going to eat that anyway.
Have you tried the ranch sauce on a Subway on a steak? It's good.
I love creamy sauces on steaks.
Ranch goes on a lot of things.
What about a steak? What about a cheesy ranch dressing?
That works.
Sauce on a steak.
Yep.
Yeah.
On the burger with some angry onions.
And maybe
it's gotta have
onion rings.
Jalapeno, tomato, lettuce, beetroot, pineapple, egg.
Pineapple, egg.
You also have to dislocate your jaw.
Yeah, no, wider, not higher. Thank you.
Yeah.
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 And you got to eat it in 5 minutes. It's a challenge.
No. Five minutes.
Get out.
5 minutes is easy.
Man, no. No.
No, and On the Ranch burger at Molly Malone's has to be one of the crumb steaks on a bun.
And gravy. And cheese. Yeah.
Not cut, not sliced.
just a massive.
A regular bun with a giant steak hanging around.
Yeah, great.
That'd be a good photo.
And you've got to eat it with your hands.
That works.
No, I don't know. I'd like this. I would destroy that. All of a sudden.
I would destroy it.
But honestly, you're going to put tomato on that.
Absolutely.
And pineapple.
Absolutely.
Not pineapple.
Yes.
No.
Yes, pineapple.
Pineapple goes on everything.
Absolutely. Say it as a fried egg.
Tomato doesn't.
Not on a ranch burger, it
doesn't. Tomato definitely does.
It might as well be a lot burger.
That's a ranch.
Come on, you got to get selective.
Yeah, we're making a ranch lot burger. I said jalapenos and also grilled mushrooms.
There's way too much on this burger.
Speaking of mushrooms,
yeah,
someone's got them growing in their front yard. On that wonderful grass out there.
So it's funny because I had some mushrooms and I mowed.
Oh. You were mowing on mushrooms.
Sunday, yes.
You mowed phrasing.
The Sunday
we're just
morning.
Not doing phrasing anymore.
I come home from a shop Sunday afternoon, mushrooms are back. They grew back in like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was gobsmacked how quickly they grew.
Fungi.
So I'm told it's a healthy lawn if you've got mushrooms growing.
Oh, I'm not sure I've heard that one.
Billy, feel free to pick some on the way out.
I heard that. If you're having mushrooms in your front yard and you're having a dinner party, you've got a good way to kill three of your guests.
Allegedly.
Accidentally accidentally cooked them.
Who would cook up the mushroom killer and just think it's like, oh, by the way, I'm full. I had two whoppers before you came over. I don't want to eat this.
Oh, sweet. Oh, my Lord. Oi, what's this? Many fungi thrive in cool, damp conditions. Oh, that's peat strokes. We promote fruit in.
Oh. Back to news. Emma Manselman and Mackenzie Wheel have been named in the Maroon squad for game one. Women's state of origin. I mean, Emma Manselman was a lock.
Lock slash hook.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you'd lock her in. And also Mackenzie Wheel. So
it's three games now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Is Townsville the decider if it's decider?
Good question.
Is it game three, Townsville?
Yeah,
I think it is. I hope so.
Yeah, I think it should
be. The thing that bugs me still is that they put State of Origin at the start of the season for the women.
Yeah. There's a lot of ring rust. Yeah, there's a lot of ring rust.
Game one last year was...
Millie Boyle had said that when they played, she knew herself and that the game was a stinker and they're trying to promote this to a new... And so if you're a new person watching that women's rugby league, it wouldn't be attractive. And that's what she even said. Like, can we at least get a bit through our gear before we play Origin?
Game one, Suncorp Stadium, Thursday the 16th of May. So, geez, that's not far away.
Yeah, it's the curtain raiser to Magic Round.
Oh, is it?
Wow.
Yeah, because Magic Round's on the 17th of May.
Were you going to go watch it?
Holy moly.
Where you couldn't get us flights out of Townsville until 1:30 Friday Ave.
Oh, ruined.
That was my fault.
If there's a crack in the windscreen, our ship has sailed.
Game two. Yeah, but he bought Bonza flights, so you'll be fine.
Let's stretch her legs.
game two is Thursday the 6th of June at McDonald Jones Stadium in Newcastle. And game three, Thursday the 27th, QCB Stadium in Townsville. How's that having that big – if this goes to a decider and comes to Townsville.
Yeah.
I think I might go to that.
Yeah, take the daughters.
I think I might go anyway.
Take the kids.
7:45 p.m. on a Thursday.
I love it.
Actually, you work from home Friday, which is code for
I do.
You imagine a girl's going to school the next day. Our dad took us to a State of Origin last night. That'd be the coolest kids in school.
And he had 15 beers and he's still sleeping in there. He said you're working from home. But
and
he's
I
really
had to drive him home.
He's still
I had to sit on daddy's lap and see the wheels while the other daughter did the pedals.
Yeah. again? No. Hey, shut up. Anyway.
That's how I learned to drive.
So Magic Round. If there are any listeners, any of our lovely listeners listening to this right now, if you're attending Magic Round, you're interested in a pre-stadium catch-up, pick a day, get in touch with us.
Probably Saturday would best suit because cows play Saturday night.
I like it. Send us a message either on Facebook or Instagram, wherever. Send us a message, however you can.
Saturday makes more sense too. Pete will be in better form.
I thought you were going to say he'll be in bed.
He'll be in bed, Nick.
He'll be in bed. You don't want to meet him.
He'll be much better, Nick, on Saturday.
Fuck off. I'm going to have first night fever and be absolutely trolleyed on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're going to make me get up for a meet and greet.
Just do it. Do it. Shut up.
When don't I back it up?
He does back. He does back it up.
He might spew under a tree in between, but that's fine. Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, but come on. All you Magic Round goers, we're going to be down there. There'll be Morgan, myself, and Trent.
Yeah, I couldn't make it.
That's if Trent turns up.
That's if Trent. Trent's out sick notoriously, for the next 8 weeks.
Notoriously unreliable.
Yes.
Oh, he only has to get a tickle on the nose and he calls in sick 4 weeks in advance.
Oh, mate.
That's what happens when you work for yourself. Yeah. Footytips.com.au. It's hot up the top. I wouldn't know. I'm down the bottom. But Rocking Horse Road is leading. I wouldn't say winning. It's only round 9, 10. Leading the comp on 56 points. But he's out in front of Fra Dog, Red Hot Richie, and Neon Cowboy HK are on 55 points apiece. Robo Mode is on 54 with O Jacko, Chris North 5, Year of the Cow, In Your Mouth 69. I'm glad I read that beforehand. And Get to the Kick, rounding out the top 10. They're on 53 points. Few people use Jokers this week and only tipped 4.
Ha-ha, classic. Suck it. Suck a big fat one. Suck it in.
Oh, yeah, somebody over there went.
Did not go to plan.
Mal's Pie is number one, who has used Jokers twice in a row. You're 24th.
Look, it's had a result. We've moved up.
You have.
But
you have.
I've wanted more than 4.
I have to go right down to 31st.
Losers.
31st position to pick the first non-Joker player. So.
And what are they on?
48 points.
Ooh.
The leader's on 56.
We've got more Jokers. How many Jokers do we get in season?
3.
Yeah, right. Maybe I go
You've
again.
Used two.
Maybe I roll again.
Yeah, straight into it.
You're crazy. Ugh,
stretch her legs.
Good luck.
You are crazy.
All right, I go over to the second page to find myself. I'm down in 90th, 42 points. I'm not that far behind.
What's Knob Jock on over here?
48.
Oh, shit, he's got a bit of a lead.
I'm cruising.
Yeah, it's not great.
48, better than I doing golf. By one.
Sure, yep. That's we'll believe you. Over on page 3, in 101st spot on 40 points, pistol blazing, pew pew, two guns.
It's not too bad. I'm only 8 points behind a double boy joker over here.
This is true. This is true. I'm trying to find golf ball whacker guy, but I think his, I think your name actually got changed.
Yeah, I did it on the computer finally.
Oh. I remembered. What's your name now, though?
41th.
Oh,
that's a word.
Jesus.
All right, back in 41th spot. No, that's a. Oh, you're Cowboy Chicken.
Yes.
Okay, you're in 42nd.
Yeah, there you go.
Used a joker as well, I see. That's right. I remember you saying you were going to use it.
What points is he on?
47. He's not that far ahead. He's not that far ahead. You're on 40. You're only 7 points behind. Use a joker,
Dan. I was leading the comp.
You're not anymore. And the potato is in 113th spot on 31 points.
Yeah, got its measure.
Yeah. So apparently just flipping a coin every week is not quite as good as the old pistol. Well, look, it's early days. It's only round 10. We're only a third of the way through the season.
Yeah, I'm going to do good.
Yeah, we'll see. Over on the subscribers, Traxxas on the Ranch is leading on 53. Valentine Fly Holmes in second on 51. And Grizzly 87 in third. Mal's Pies is in fourth. In that competition.
You're the
only person who's used two jokers in that comp.
We're charging.
Charging through.
I'm not giving this lead up.
Get Your Tips Out is in 13th, the first person to not use a joker in the subscribers. But yeah, look, it's going all right.
It was a tough day at the office. I was 4 from 4.
You were?
Because all you cucks picked bloody Manly over Raiders and...
Peace loved a new word.
Yeah. I got a new word. I'm going to use this one for every single time.
And then I had Titans to beat Storm, which they got robbed in. I would have been really climbing the ladder.
Yep. But you're not.
And then the Cows lost in robbing circumstances. I would have been 6 from 6 going into Sunday.
Would have.
But the Wars and the Drags let me down.
What could have been? Thursday, the 9th of May, kicks off round 10. It's 7:50 p.m. at Suncorp Stadium, and it's not the Broncos. Shock horror, but it is Thursday. Don't worry, Broncos are playing Friday. Dolphins are $2.10. Manly are $1.73. The potato has picked Manly. I am going to go Manly, and I'm going to go Manly. Yeah, I'm going to go Manly by 4. What a surprise. Morgan.
That's something.
Dolphins Manly. Giggle farts over here. These two cucks.
I was just suggesting that I'm suggesting a name for the episode.
Oh, I think I know what it already is. Thanks very much. I've already written it down, don't worry. Look at this.
Oh boy.
Come on.
Boy. Give me
strength.
I will. God, Dolphins. I'm going Dolphins at Suncorp Stadium.
Is that right?
Yep. God, it's gonna be a tight one. 2 points.
That's what she said.
Yep.
Oof.
2 points.
Dolphs, man.
Yep. I've gone the Dolphs as well by 8.
Dolphs by 8. Bill?
I've gone Manly by 6.
Yeah.
Are you using a joker this week as
Not
well?
Not this week.
Yeah, lucky.
Friday, the 10th of May. Some would say it's a day to be remembered.
It's probably one of the most significant dates in the Gregorian calendar.
Other than May 3rd, I would agree with you. 6 p.m. at Bluebet Stadium. The Panthers are $1.15. They're up against the Bulldogs at $5.50. The potato has picked the Panthers. Of course it would. I'm also picking the Panthers because why not? Morgan.
Tell you what, it's not my boys in blue for the second week.
Yeah, good move that was.
I'm going to Panthers.
I'm going the Dogs.
Oh.
They're going to be at Palm House that night too, having a 41st celebration.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Good for you.
Mm. Oh. Going down with Mum and Dad. And
I'll see you.
I don't think. The
free dinner then.
Yeah, they already said that they'd shout, which is nice.
Look at you go.
Yeah, I don't know if my two brothers are coming. They don't reply to the group chat.
No. They probably can't get a word in. Bill?
Oh, I'll go on Penrith.
Very good. 8 p.m. Combank Stadium. Eels, $3.15. Broncos, $1.36. The potato here has picked the Eels. You know what? Bugger it. I'm going the Eels as well. Morgan?
Yeah, I'm going Eels. No Reynolds.
Oh, that's what correct. I was just about Eels. To say. No Reynolds, no Brisbane. I'm going para.
They put in some rookie too.
Is it Jock Madden?
Nah. Oh, could
it's
be.
Not that guy from last time who was really good.
No, it probably is. No, apparently it's some debutante.
Bugger, I've got to look this up now.
Yeah, actually.
Because there was some dude who was really good.
Oh, right.
And if it's him, I am going via Brockies.
You don't even know his name. If it's this dude Rogers.
Josh Rogers.
Nah, it's not him.
Nah, it was Jock Madden last time.
Yeah, nah, Josh Rogers.
Nah, the dude had like a
I can't even
name.
Click on his name. It's like he's a nobody.
Oh, I'm thinking of Tristan Saylor. That's who I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah, no.
He played fullback.
Yeah, sorry.
For the Walsh.
Certainly not him.
Yeah, I was thinking of different replacements.
Going the Eels as well, Pistol.
Yeah, I'm Eels.
He was good.
Bill.
Yeah, going the Slipperies.
All right. Get on the Broncos then. Saturday the 11th at 3 p.m. Scully Park. The Tigers, $2.20. Knights, $1.67. The Potato has picked the Tigers. I'm going to go the Knights. Knights. I don't know what I'm trying to say. The Knights.
Very dangerous.
What?
Tamworth. We're playing in Tamworth.
Is that what that is? Yeah, definitely the Knights. They're more a country.
Yeah, the Tigers are Western Plains.
Knights are more of a country town than the Tigers. Newcastle. Well,
yeah, if you're going to use that analogy, then Townsville's a country town.
Between the Tigers and the Knights are more of a country town than
they're more
Western
of a
Sydney.
Steel city town.
Anyway, I'm going the Knights. Morgs.
Okay, so I'm going Knights.
Yep.
That's purely because the Tigers are still a rabble. With their whole sponsorship being, it's just a disaster.
I can't believe they're only $2.20.
Yeah.
Yeah, look.
Peter, what's your reasoning? I'm sure it'll be good.
No, the Knights have been gallant without.
Gallant.
Gallant.
Gallant. Yeah.
That's good.
Isn't that that stuff you get in a weird shape? Oh, that's Galliano.
Yeah, that's Valiant. Galliano.
Do you mean Valiant?
No, I don't mean a Ford car.
Gallant.
Gallant.
Yeah. The Knights have been gallant without Ponga, but I think their bubble will burst. I'm going Tigers.
Bill?
I'm going the Knights.
5:30 p.m. Netstrata Jubilee Stadium on Saturday. Dragons, $1.47. Rabbitohs, $2.70. And the Potato has gone the Rabbits. And I'm going the Dargans.
Yeah, hurts me not to tip the Bunnies, but I'm going the Dragons as well.
Pistol.
I too am going the Dargans. Go the Red V Dargans.
Up the Dargans.
Who is in charge of that stitch work?
How does that get through quality control?
How does it get through that it also, there was one early in the year that was for the 18th of June. Played in April.
Who
is doing this?
But I could understand if they got the opposing team name wrong because you'd sort of gloss over it. Or maybe it's because they've gone, oh, it's Dragons. Yep, we'll just gloss over it.
Yeah.
But something that no one's proofread that one. Bill?
Gone the Red V.
Red V, the Dargans it is. 7:35 p.m. I saw a picture today of someone drawn like a dragon as if a 2-year-old had drawn it. It's the Dargan. It's the Dargan. It was brilliant. Cut on the internet. 7:35 p.m. Amy Park, Storm $1.80, Sharks $2. Hey, flip a coin. What could happen there? We did flip a coin. Actually, we spun a potato, and it picked the Sharks.
Ooh,
I'm going. Oh, geez, this could be actually a really good game.
Game of round.
Yeah, it's Amy Park. I'll go the Storm.
I'm going Sharks. No Hughes, no Pap.
Oh, fuck. Is there no Hughes?
No, I forgot about that.
I shouldn't have told you.
I didn't know Hughes was out.
Yeah, Hughes is out.
No Pap.
No Pap. Pap's busted again.
Is it
his ankle for 6 weeks?
It's like fractured.
Knee?
Another fracture in his ankle.
Oh, man, he's brittle.
Can this guy cop a break?
Worse than Reynolds, except he's a good player.
He needs to go back to Raiders so he can get some milk.
Yeah, okay. No, I get it.
You get that.
So his bones are stronger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Calcium.
Yeah.
Got milk.
You're right over there?
Yeah.
Looked like you smelt something really bad.
No, when he said go back to the Raiders, he never came from there. So.
No, you know what I mean. Go to Raiders.
Anyway, Storm.
Yeah, I've gone Storm purely of the home ground, but now without knowing the Hughes is out.
I don't think it'll matter.
No, I don't think so.
Bill?
I've gone the Storm.
Yep, good reasoning. Sunday the 12th of May, 2 p.m. at Allianz. Roosters are $1.26. Warriors are $3.90. The Potato has spun out the Warriors. I'm going to go, sadly, the Roosters. They are a bottom four side, but, hey, they flogged the Broncos, so I'm all over them these days. Morgan. And the Warriors are, God, there's something wrong there too.
Sadly, I have to join you and go Roosters.
That guy.
Yeah, I've gone Waz because they've lost the last three unpredictably, and Waz know how to do this when they're on a slide, they're playing the Roosters. Oh, well, they'll go the Roosters. They just turn up and fuck everyone's multi.
Yeah.
So I'm going Waz.
Quite, I wasn't quick enough on the beat bleep button there. It's Bill.
I've gone the Waz. Up the Waz.
Up the Waz. All right. 4:05 p.m., game of the round, Seabus Super Stadium, Titans $2.30, Cowboys $1.62. The potato has picked the Titans. I'm going to pick the Cowboys.
Oh, why was there?
It's going to sting me.
Why was there a bit of indecision with your picking then?
Because their defense still hasn't improved.
I think it was the daggers that he was getting across the table.
That's why I looked up. Oh. I was looking for Dargans. Morgan.
Yeah.
Yes, just say it.
Yes, a tricky.
Look, if you say it, I'll change mine. You're within punching range.
I will be going Titans.
There he goes. Yeah, he's doing it.
You're a wanker. You're a dead set wanker. Why? Okay. What's your reasoning?
Val's non-form.
This is a game he gets back into form. Don't you know that Cowboys in the history should prove that they're round 10 specialists?
Are they really?
Yep.
It's normally magic round. Or has been.
Which is normally this weekend.
I just can't see it. We've got to really pull something out, I think, to get a win. Yeah, I just don't know. We've got it in us. We've got Chad back.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Former captain maybe. Chad.
Val's kicking. If it's a close game.
You don't have to justify it. Look, you pick the Titans. you run with it.
Our troops are down. We've got Titans.
Peter.
Sorry, bud.
Cowboys all the way.
Bill.
Cowboys.
Okay. Suckers.
Did you change yours?
No. And that's NRL round 10. Sorry, Morgan. I'm sticking.
I'm one out.
I'm going to stick.
I'm one out.
I think this is the game we turn around.
Oh, but you know what part of my tip-in is? Is last year we were meant to beat the Titans at home to get the finals berth.
Yeah.
And we couldn't do it.
No.
And I'm just like, you know what? I don't know if the hunger's there. And what are we round bloody
10?
10. I just don't know if the hunger's there anymore to beat the Titans at the Titans.
No, well, we win this game, it turns it around, and then we go on an 11-game winning streak.
Mm. This is the one we go on a heater on.
If we win this game, I'm tipping the Cowboys all the way home.
Okay.
All the way home.
All right, see what happens. Supercoach. Stupid Supercoach.
You have my word.
See what happens there. Not much changed over here. Shit. Big Willie and Mike Hunt still winning the comp or leading the comp on 10,468 points. Like, I don't know. That almost means nothing. But he's averaging 1,163 per round, so there must be some kind of cheating going on there.
I'm only averaging about 950s.
God, his team's worth 14,951. My team's worth 12,750. He's got 2 million on me.
Check the books.
There needs to be a salary cap investigation here. Big Willie and Mike Hunt might get...
check the tapes on that.
I think, yeah, we might have to get some investigation going on. But, yeah, I had a bad round, very bad round. What did not go well.
How many did you get?
In total, 995.
Yeah. Oh, you still did better than me.
You, Hands of Justice, 990. Beat you by 5. Yeah. Did you have Drinky as your captain? See, I didn't. That's where I went wrong.
I got Dearden as my captain this week.
Ooh, good move. I like it. I don't know. I'll look at it during the week and see what happens, and then I'll just hit optimize and let Supercoach Gold figure it out.
Is that what
me.
You do?
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
Well, I bet you I beat you this week then.
You might.
I will.
You might.
I will.
I don't think you will.
I've got Ben Trebojevic in my team.
What are you taking a photo of over there? Do you just take a selfie?
No, I just took a screenshot or something.
You just took a selfie, didn't you?
No, I didn't. Honestly, I didn't.
You just took a selfie.
He's the biggest selfie taker under this side of the Southern Hemisphere.
Under this side of the Southern Hemisphere?
Yep.
Under the Southern Cross.
He didn't stutter.
Hey, Moggy.
Not this year. Not this time again.
Your segment, Time to Shine. This is a multi brought to you by Fusion Networks. For every security camera sold in the month of May, Morgs will put up a deal on his page. You sell security cameras, right?
Yeah, that'll be zero. Not a security guy.
Can I buy some from you now?
Yeah. I'll hook you up. I know a guy.
So we all know Morgan does IT and he looks after it and he keeps the modems going. So this week we've got a little $20 to play with from Fusion Networks. We're going a little simple one this week. We haven't been able to jag one lately, so we're just going back to our roots, picking a lazy eight-legger. We got a try scorer in every game. So we're going to have...
What could go wrong here?
Jack Bostock for the Dolphins against Manly. Sunya Taruva for the Panthers against the Dogs. Sivo to cross against the Bronx. Marju for the Knights against the Tigers. Zaki Boy Lomax to score for the Drags over the Souths. The Brick for Melbourne against the Sharks. DWZ for the Wars against the Roosters. And our Wonder Boy Kyle Felt to round it all out and score against the Tides.
Three legs.
Don't think so. There'd be more than three legs in that. Now, for a little lazy $20, it's paying $198.51, rounding it up to $3,970.28. This is the week. Three legs, you reckon? What three are locks?
Felty, the third and the fifth, I think it was.
Oh, okay. Sivo,
yep.
Lomax.
Yep, that's it.
That's all I'm getting this week.
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know. I like Warbrick.
I like
Bostock.
And I like Taruva.
And Felt does like scoring at C-Bus.
Felt's included in that.
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Three baby.
Yep. Bostock, Taruva, and Sivo are pretty much certainties. Marju for the Knights against Tigers is a good get. Lomax against the struggling Souths. Yeah, the Brick. This could all come down to Dallin Mateni.
Could. Here's the highest odds there, from what I can see at the moment. Things may change between now and then. Obviously gamble responsibly. Or you can do whatever the hell you want.
No, I'm sticking by it. I reckon Felt, Lomax.
Get on board.
And Sivo. Maybe Taruva. I'll go with you four.
If one of them's going to win, it's probably this one.
You reckon?
Possibly. Okay.
I better put it on this week.
You better put it on this week.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Did you not put it on last week?
I did, but I joke.
We almost got close.
Oh, yeah, the first one didn't.
Turbo scored, Saab scored, Taruva needed to go two or more, and he went close. He scored one.
Got one.
Went close on, and then we needed Felt, Nanai, and Viliami Vaela. Felt, Nanai, cross. We were four out of six legs.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
So we'll go eight this week.
Eight? You're on board now. You've been sold.
I know, I'm making a joke about it.
Ah, right.
We couldn't hit a sixer, now we're going eights.
Sounds good. Playlist.
It's basic math, Morgan.
It's at Spotify. Just have a search for On The Ranch Mix number 3.
Yeah, I was listening to that on the Sunday.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's set on Monday, sorry.
It's good. I like it.
It's a good playlist.
I'm going to add Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf.
Old school.
You sure you haven't picked that one before?
Yeah, I'm 100% that I have not picked that one before. Why? Right. You're always on to me about that, eh?
Yeah, you are, Pete. What's your problem?
Because I'm sure he's had Duran Duran in there.
That's enough, otherwise we get kicked off YouTube.
The next bit's the best bit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But I can't play it.
I was ready for the drop.
I've added that one into the playlist already. Morgan.
Yeah, so I've done a song in honour of us heading down to Magic Round in a fortnight. So this song reminds me of travelling on Virgin. So this is a song they used to play when you land. Okay, so you get into, Brisbane Airport, you're ready for a good weekend, and, they play a little song before you, as you taxi to a terminal. This is the one I used to play, and it always gives me the memory of, here we go, we're going to have a good week. Good weekend.
Now it's by Banks.
Yeah, it's by Banks.
This does sound like you rocking up to a party.
It is. It's basically my WWE
of course it
intro
is.
Music. You walk in, the fireworks go off, the pyro's going off, the signs are up.
All right. Well,
and it's, it just builds real nicely.
It's by Banks. It's called Begging for Thread.
Yeah. Otherwise known as the Virgin Blue song.
Yeah, all right. Virgin Blue.
It's got a bit of Lord about it.
Yeah, it used to be Virgin Blue.
It does a bit, doesn't it?
It does a bit. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I like it.
Virgin Blue used to be Virgin Show.
Speaking of which, are we in the Virgin Lounge?
Unfortunately, I don't think we are. Now, Trent will be in the Qantas Lounge.
Oh.
But he's flying Virgin.
Well, he won't be, man, will he? Suck it, Trent.
Didn't you book the plane tickets?
Yeah, I can't remember what carrier wrong. We on Qantas or Virgin?
I thought we were Virg.
Honestly, can't remember.
Pretty sure it was Tiger.
Oh, actually, I have it in my calendar. I think we are Virgin. Yeah, we're Virgin. Yep. Oh,
thank Christ
for that. For all those followers, we're on 376 down and we're on 383 back.
Oh, tell them that.
Tracking on Twitter.
Yeah. Now we've been hacked. We don't have tickets now.
No, they're gone.
Just let them know your QR code so they can scan in instead of you.
Yeah,
you,
let them know my sequence number too.
Yeah.
So all right, that'll be the party plane.
I have gone the intro theme to Home and Away. You know we belong together.
That's not what you, that's not what you put on your sheet.
No matter where you are, you're my rising star. And from the very first moment I met you. Now, I've gone Christa Berg, Don't Pay the Ferryman.
De Berg.
Yeah.
I do not know that song. I know his other one.
This is awesome old school. I like this.
It's very boppy.
Billy's reaching for headphones. Like, what is this? Is this? And that's as much as we can do. I like it. Well done. Well done, Peter.
Do you know what his other big song is?
Is it called Big Song?
No. Lady in Red.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you know.
Because it's right in front of me here. Yeah. Lady in Red.
What do you think's a better song? Lady in Red. That's different.
I'm aware.
Lady in Red or Little Red Corvette?
Little Red Corvette. Probably Little Red Corvette.
Bye.
Prince.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, no. Boy.
No?
Yes. The artist formerly known as.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Symbol. Symbol. Yeah.
He beat Charlie Murphy in a game of basketball.
He did. He did.
Call it the skins versus the blouses.
Ah, Chappelle. That was the best two seasons of TV I've made.
Quite good.
Has Will got a song?
Oh, Bill. Did you want a song? No song for Bill. That's easy.
Did you want the intro music to Home and Away?
Yeah. No, I don't think anyone wants that. No.
He's more of a neighbours man.
At On The Ranch, actually, before we get to that, Thursday night at Molly's is Trivia Night with the cash prize, open mic comedy night every second week, and Friday night is a $15 palmy with a choice of Italian, American, Hawaiian or Indian toppers. Saturday is Covalicious Saturday, the $15 cob loaf to share with a choice of three fillings. Head to the Facebook page or website to book a table. That's Molly Malone's Irish Pub. Look it up. Or we usually tag them when we...
we do.
Episode. And you can find that at On The Ranch NQ on Instagram and Facebook if you're looking for us. But I mean, if you're listening, you probably know where we are.
Yeah, know where that is now.
But share us around. Share, like, subscribe.
Yep.
Push that little red button.
Jump on the Patreon.
How good was last week's Cootie line that up. Episode? That was great.
It was a ripper.
Cootie was great last week.
Cooper is a corker.
Great stories by the Coot.
Yep.
The Coot.
The Coot. The Bandicoot.
I'm at XR Bob on X.
Yep.
It's almost like it's my. Anyway, it's not. Pistol. On the spot.
On the spot, yeah. If Adil Radifakar hasn't cancelled me on there yet.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah. At Morgan Holmes Evans.
Yeah, I'm on Rumble, Mastodon, Truth.
Are you actually on Mastodon?
No. Is it even still going?
Yeah.
No.
It's there.
MySpace.
Threads.
Tumblr.
Mastodon.
Tumblr. ICQ. And
ICQ number 428765.
That's pretty close to it. And Facebook, Instagram. Bill's done a knee. TikTok, I'm not on because I'm too old. And that's it.
And the Black Power Ranger was the Mastodon as well.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. We're Mastodon. It's Morphin time.
It's like Voltron. Oh, we're doing...
Okay. Up the cowboys.
Go the cows.
Go the cows. And the Titans.